Welcome to the BetUS Soccer Channel. I'm Flash. This is La Liga. It is week 28 and we cashed last week. And that's even with Barcelona, ass, who basically just did not try a leg, did not have a shot on goal, and are not the Barcelona of old. 0-0 draw, and they were lucky to get away with that. There is some real gulf between the creme de la menthe of La Liga sides and them also Rans who have a big name. Now, first of all, we are America's favourite sportsbook, and I'd like you to subscribe, and also I'd like you to ring the bell, which means we'll notify you, and you'll never miss any content again. And that doesn't mean La Liga, Bundesliga, Serie A, Premier League, but then we add on the Europa League, and then we add on Champions League before Copa America and before the Euro Champs. Now, if you'd like your odds, your props, your offers, and your bonuses, then please type in betustv.com/odds. We're going to have records that are looking a little bit more healthy and a little bit of chat. But I know the La Liga show doesn't really have much chat, they just pen, paper, write down what they need and cash at the weekends. And when you're cashing, you need to be with the experts. And the experts are world commentator Klaus German, who is now just edging over to do a bit of radio commentary as well for MLS. And we have Oaks, who is your MLS expert, who also runs alongside being a Real Madrid fan. If you're a Real Madrid fan, you've got to be a La Liga expert as well. Oaks, how bad are Barcelona?
Yeah, I mean, I was really glad to see them drop points. You guys know that Bilbao is kind of my second club. You got to pick a side in all the big derbies in Spain. So I am a Betis supporter and a Bilbao supporter when it comes to the Sevilla and the Basque Country teams. So, yeah, I appreciate that Barcelona at least respected us enough to win the +1 corner handicap as well. So that was a nice little cash. That was a terrible match otherwise, though, and it was nice. I took a little break this weekend. I went all the way up north, basically with the border of Canada, and did a 7-mile kayak trip and did some four-wheeling and dirt biking with my buddies out in the woods before UCL started back up, and just took a nice little mental break for the weekend.
Yeah, you need it. You definitely need it. Klaus, look at the screen. Give me some skin, because we trusted Sevilla. +160. Come on, son. Come on. 3 units we had there. Come on. There you go.
We talked about it last week. They're back. Hopefully they can keep it going, because we have some games upcoming this week too. Last week, by the way, it was kind of a crazy match week. I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody saw what happened between Real Madrid and Valencia. We said it a bunch of times. Referees in La Liga are completely trash. With VAR, without VAR, you can't finish a game when literally one of the teams has the ball inside of the box. But anyway, it's been kind of a weird match week. Hopefully we can step up these numbers this one.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just wrap that up. The referee gets everything that's aimed at him, because why does he allow Real Madrid to take the corner after time is already up if he's not going to let them finish the phase? So it's as simple as that. And he asks, everything he gets, he definitely, definitely deserves. Let's have a look. Danny says, sup, fellas, soccer picks and predictions. What's up, Danny? And do you remember it used to be, what's up?
What's up?
Oh, yeah, what's up? Okay, listen, we've got 5 games. Let's have a little look at the records before we go through any of them 5 games, because we've got some nice numbers. Okay, let's have a little look. We're only 10 units down. I'll tell you what, I think our volume has been too big. 132 picks for you, Oaks. Flashman's been on a La Liga diet. Look at that. I have 11 losses, more than wins, yet I'm 7 units up. Now, obviously, that can all change round, but that could be the way to play La Liga at the moment. Scale it down. Hit your winners and run. Let's have a little look at the first game, please. Girona put up a duck egg last week against Mallorca in unbelievably bad weather conditions. It was like blowing at 90 mile an hour. They couldn't control it, and they were by far the better side. They're -165 now against Osasuna, who are +420. When you look at Osasuna on the road, regardless of who they're playing, you look and see what they are not to score. +148. I think Girona -1 at +102 is an absolute free hit. I think Girona get back to winning ways here, because they have got to be starting to question themselves. We're top. Everyone's talking about, will this be the Leicester of the Premier League like 10, 12 years ago? No. They're now struggling and fighting to even secure a proper European place. Klaus, Girona or Sassuna? I can't have anything but a Girona win. So the minus one at plus 102 is a free hit.
And that's the thing. We got at that point in the season where at this point we're match week 29, if I'm not mistaken. And it's listen, the reality is that this team popped. And we had those doubts through many. We thought it was going to be before, and I think we all did. We all thought Girona was going to go down before. They didn't. They actually managed to last a long time. But listen, when you have two wins in the last seven matches, definitely not doing things right. If there's one thing you kind of want to have out of your home, out of your stadium to play against, maybe, I don't know, Las Palmas, Almeria, Osasuna might be in that category as well. But listen, you look at Osasuna, you also look at the top 10 team. I mean, we talk trash about Osasuna here all along. You know, we don't respect them, whatever you want to say. But the reality is that they had a pretty decent season. So far, they're standing in top 10, 36 points, a decent amount of points for a club that always struggles between the middle and the bottom table. So listen, on paper, sometimes I'm tired just because we start off in such a right momentum and then we haven't had a good result in the last couple of weeks. Sometimes when you try to think things over, you make it worse. And that's what's been happening to me. I'm trying to think things way too hard, and it's playing against me. So on this one, I wanted to make something weird happen out of it, but I'm not. I'm going to go with Girona. I mean, listen, I think they're going to get the 3 points. They should. If they don't get the 3 points here after two wins in the last seven games against a team like Osasuna at home, then they're in serious trouble. I said it 2 weeks ago. I think Real Madrid is automatically already the champion of this league. But again, I think, and we talked about it as well, the fact that they've been up there all this time, for them to end the season without a Champions League spot, I think it would be very, very negative on them. So they should get the 3 points. Let's make it easier. Go with Girona. If you want to look at the goals, the over 1.5, they should be able to get 1.5, even though the numbers are not that juicy. That's what personally, I didn't get involved with the numbers here, but definitely Girona to take the 3 points.
Yeah, Girona definitely taking the 3 points. Gives you that free hit of minus one, plus 102. Dovbyk up front, the more and more I watch him, he's going to play for a top four side. If not, somebody like a Spurs in England, a Manchester United, have got to go and get him. He has good work ethic. He is just tailor-made for a bigger, better stage. Girona back on winning ways for me this week, Oaks.
Yeah, and I want to take a quick minute to talk about where the "we don't respect Osasuna" comes from. And it comes from this exact scenario here. Osasuna doesn't look good to begin the season. They find their form. They are bang average. They are number 10 in La Liga all the time. That's where they belong. They can go as high as 8. They can go as low as 12. But you're going to start to question yourself when you see a run like this, where Girona's won 3 of the last 4 and picked up points in 4 of the last 5. But look who they've been playing. They played Sociedad. They played Cadiz. They played Las Palmas with the draw. And then they just beat Alaves at home 1-0. It's not like Osasuna's impressing. They're playing just good enough to pick up some points. We told you guys Girona had an absolute bear of a schedule this time of year, and this is when the Girona wagon was going to struggle, and that's why they couldn't be Leicester. Because you just, you know, you went through a tough one with Sociedad that was 0-0. Then you lose 4-0 to Madrid because you walked into the Bernabeu, and that's what happens. You played a really great game 3-2 with Bilbao, but Bilbao prevails in the Basque Country. That's just what they do. And then we all knew that game on the island with Mallorca was going to be tough. This is a get right game. And I stayed away from this at first until before the show when we were relooking at the numbers, because I like Girona in the team total over 1.5. But it was juiced to like minus 120. And then I'm looking at your card, Flash, and I see the minus one at plus 102. That's the same bet. I need Girona to win 2-0, which I think they're going to do to cash. And if they win 1-0, then it's not a loss. It's a push and money back. So I really like the minus one here, especially at a plus number. Girona is at home. They will get right here. They just have way too much firepower up top. Like you mentioned, Dovbeck, his aerial presence is so good. You guys all know what I think of Savio, and I've been saying it all year, and I believe City is going to end up trading Savio to themselves from Girona at the end of the season. So, yeah, it'll be interesting here. Girona does need to kind of pick their heads up and remember who they are and play their brand of football. And I think without the weather conditions in Mallorca, we see a little bit of a different result. But here at home, they're going to bounce back, and they're going to do it in a good statement versus a Osasuna side who, like I said, is bang average.
Perfect. But both of you, perfect. Girona last week, the weather completely killed their brand of football, and they were still miles better. If I told you that they got beat 1-0 and the home side had one shot on goal in the whole game, and that was a ricocheted shot that went to the feet of a player 7 yards out, and he put it into basically an empty net. Yep. That's how unlucky Girona were. So for me, I forgive them that because I think elements were against them. So now you take Girona plus 102, minus one, fill your boots, gets us off to a winning start. Let's have a little look at the official pick. It's strange that I'm on this Girona. Oh, no, Girona, minus one. We're both on it. Two units plus 102 means we win 204 units. And the Girona train driver's not on it, which is a bit scary that we're running away without the man with his hat on. Okay, let's move on to game number two because I was surprised this one was on here. Alaves versus Rayo. Alaves at plus 115, Rayo at plus 270. Should read, don't know what I'm going to get from either side, although Alaves at home should have the advantage. Over two at minus 110, meaning under two is at minus 110. Alaves to score twice. Do they score twice against Rayo? Plus 165. Oaks, a tricky game this. You've got to be brave, but all the numbers from wherever you go, whatever category, you're going to be paid well.
Yeah, and I'm just getting... I think this Alaves team is decent. I've been on the wrong end of them the last couple of weeks, and that's why I didn't end up touching this one. I think this Rayo team just isn't very good. They started the season really strong, and I think they picked up enough points early that they're not going to be in any sort of trouble here, especially like when it comes to relegation. But yeah, I mean, I think Alaves is going to certainly look to correct the 2-0 road loss that they had at the very beginning of the season when they went to Rayo and Rayo was playing much better football. I think at the moment, Alaves is definitely playing the better football than Rayo. I don't see a ton of goals here just because Rayo is having so much trouble finding the back of the net. They haven't scored multiple goals in a match for over a month. And Alaves, you know, when they win, they do it normally with one, two goals tops, occasionally three, but very rarely more than that. I see an unders here, but I'm not interested in getting involved with an under two at minus 110 and laying juice and getting a push for exactly two goals. Like I said, I don't have a lot of confidence here in Rayo, so I'm not looking at both teams to score. If I had to make a pick in this game, I am going to take Alaves at plus 115. But for me, it's a stay away.
Yeah. There's another way you could play this, though, if you're an Alaves supporter. And it's Alaves win to nil. And it's going to be around plus 185, 190, maybe even touching plus 200. Because Rayo are plus 130 to not even score. Alaves are not going to score more than two themselves. So this is a very, very tight game. Favouring the home side, Klaus.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Listen, Alaves has had a good run this season. We talked about it, a team that, in my opinion, and I said it at the beginning of the season, they were going to get relegated, in my opinion, and they haven't. They had a pretty good season. One thing I do want to point out of what Oak said, they're not going to score two goals. And you look at the last four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10 games, And you can only find two games where they score more than two goals. One was for against Sevilla, where they won 3-2, and the other one was against Almeria. But you look at every single other game, and you see one, nil, one, 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 nil, one. So, listen, I'm not going to get too messed up with the plus one, 1.5. I don't want to get involved with that, but I am going to get involved with the money line. I think all of us should get back on the winning side. Just like we talked about the importance of this game for Girona to try to get back on track with the wins, you know, having a comfortable game at home, comfortable, quote-unquote, because no game is comfortable, but comfortable at a game that on paper is, quote-unquote, comfortable. So the same thing for Girona, where they're going to try to get out of that hole that they're in right now. The same thing for all of us. You start looking at the last couple of games, loss against Osasuna, tied against Mallorca, tied against Betis, tied against Villarreal, lost against Barcelona. And then we have to go all the way to January to find a win, and that was against Almeria. So, listen, I think they're going to get the 3 points. I didn't want to overthink it. I didn't want to overdo it. And I went strictly with the money line plus 115.
Yeah, buenas tardes, Tommy G as well. Danny Lopez says, Rayo gets a lot of cards away. They don't get that many. They don't stay under 3 or 4 at home, neither. So there's another way. But are Alaves going to go and contribute to that? Or is it just Rayo cards? Let's have a little look at the official pick. I think it's the home side or nothing. If you want to be brave, Alaves win to nil is around the plus 200. But Klaus has gone Alaves money line, plus 115. OK, let's move on because this is a really, really good game. And with good riches to be earned. Las Palmas at plus 296 against Athletic Club at plus 101. Athletic Club have took a massive step forward this year. And they're strong, they're confident. And walking into Las Palmas, you'd think that you could even go Athletic Club minus one at around plus 145. But when they're offering you plus 101 to go and get the job done, then, Klaus, I don't need to look at any other numbers, even though you're going to get 238 on the draw and plus 124 and Athletic scoring twice. Yeah, I think they're going to score twice, but at plus 101, I'm not going to be greedy.
And that's exactly what I'm doing. Here's the thing. And I have a feeling that I'm going to mess up because I have a feeling that I always do this and never works for me. And the one time where I'm not going to do it, I feel like it's going to go against me, which is the combination between the money line and the over 1.5. We've done it with Oaks on Girona in the last couple of weeks. We've done it. I think we also done it with Bilbao. And it's, to us, or at least to me, every single time, it hasn't worked. They didn't work last week. They didn't work the week before. And they didn't work the week before. So I'm just going to go easy here. Listen, Athletic Club needs to get back on the win. We look at the tables. We spoke about that, the fight for that Champions League spot. Now Madrid, Atletico Madrid in this case, able to snatch 5 points of a distance against Bilbao. We had two a couple of weeks ago because Bilbao hasn't been able to obtain the right results. They fell back, so now they're 5 points away. I feel like this is one of the last chances they have to kind of stay on track if they want to dream of being in the Champions League. So I feel like they should take the 3 points. It should be a crazy game, but again, I wouldn't rule out a 1-0. I know we haven't seen much 1-0s from Athletic Club Bilbao this season, but I wouldn't rule out 1-0 just because of the fact that you need to build up confidence. Before you can hit the back of the net and get 2, 3, 4 in the back of the net, you need to build confidence, you need to get the 3 points, you need to stay on track, and that's what they need to do. So just to make it easier here, I would have combined any other day of the week, of the month, of the year, I would have combined my money line and the over 1.5. But here, I'm just going to stay very conservative. I'm just going to go with the plus 101.
Yeah, and you could go with Las Palmas not to score at plus 151 because Athletic Club looks so solid at the back. I think this is an absolute free hit. And I would have gone with Athletic Club at minus 120, 125. And now you're giving me plus 101. They look really good. They look like a proper European candidate to come out of La Liga against a side who are happy just to stay in La Liga, Oaks.
Yeah, and I want to give big credit to Bilbao for grinding out that 0-0 performance without one of your starting center backs and without Nico Williams. Yeah. Both of those guys will be back for this match. And look, Las Palmas got really, really hot. And they did it on the back of a keeper who was absolutely standing on his head, stopping 8, 10, 12 shots on target a game. He's been very disappointing, especially the last 6 matches, especially last match versus Getafe, letting in 3. Vélez, he was getting a lot of talks about a call-up for the Spanish national team. I think those have quieted down, rightfully so. And this Las Palmas team is showing us now exactly kind of who they are. They are a La Liga 2 side that got promoted, came in, played very well, got hot, got enough points that they're definitely not going to go down, but they are starting to struggle with the grind of the season that is playing at La Liga's level for an entire year. Bilbao, you should be immensely proud of the result, beating Atleti to go to the Copa del Rey final. You should be immensely proud of, with multiple suspensions, grinding out a 0-0 against Barcelona.
And they were the better side, though. They were the better side for 90 minutes, though.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Yeah. They're so much better than Las Palmas. Las Palmas is strong defensively, but stride for stride, nobody can keep pace with Bilbao when you have both the Williams brothers on the pitch. And just Bilbao's defense is so comfortable, kind of absorbing pressure. They are going to challenge you in the midfield, but they'll let you have the ball a little bit in the final third, because if you make one mistake, they know that they have three guys breaking out, one line-breaking pass, and that's it. It's good night for you. So give me Bilbao, even though they're on the road, at a plus number. I love it. If you want to get involved with their goals over 1.5, that's up to you. I can see them easily scoring 2 here, especially now that Nico is back in the lineup. But I'm just going to keep it simple and go with the money line. I think they beat Las Palmas. I think they pick up the 3.
Yeah, me too. In fact, the first 3 games we've covered, I think they all could be 2-0s. I think Girona could win 2-0. I think Alaves could win 2-0. And now I think Athletic Club could win 2-0. The one thing about Las Palmas is that, yeah, the keeper was getting rave reviews because the defenders weren't defending. And there was too many opportunities for the opposition. Sooner or later, it's only so long. It's like we used to say, it's like playing golf. A dog chasing a cars, it's just no, there's no future in it. There's just no future. You're going to get run over in the end. And that's exactly what's happening to Las Palmas' defence. So let's have a little look at the official picks, because I see this as one way. I think as long as they're mentally and physically right, they pick up all 3 points. Athletic Moneyline, plus 101. Athletic Club, an under 4.5 at plus 110. It's just that 9 cents of greed for me. Athletic Club, Moneyline, plus 101 for Oaks. Let's move on, but we're all on Athletic Club. Betis at plus 110, host Villarreal plus 254. All sorts of fireworks could go off here. Villarreal came out last week, got a dream start, did not look back. Draw plus 260. Betis at home, they're not to be messed with either. A lot of sides have gone to Betis and really, really struggled. Even if they got the right result, they struggled. Over 2.75 goals in the game is minus 103. The favourite, and it's not really that big a dog. The under 2.5 at minus 3 is at minus 117. Wow. This is a tricky, tricky game. We're going to go with you, Oaks.
I want to talk myself into Betis here so bad, because Villarreal are on the road in Marseille this right now. They are right. They just went down a goal, actually. Yeah, Marseille okay, just now. Scored. And if you guys aren't, like, I'm not going to spend a lot of time about France and French football, but if there's one thing you should know, it's that Marseille is one of the top 10 toughest buildings on the planet to walk into. Their fans are absolutely nuts. They get banned. It feels like they get their fans banned from European competition at least once a season because they're whipping batteries and other stuff at players on the pitch. It's an absolute zoo. And playing Marseille in their building is no joke. It is a short trip, luckily. So Spain to Marseille, you know, that is a short turnaround. I want to talk myself
into... You could go in your canoe. You could get back in your canoe and do it.
Exactly. So I want to talk myself into Betis here, but, like, I'm not ready to look at another Betis money line red mark on my record. I'm going both teams to score over 2.5 here. I do think Villarreal find the back of the net, because Betis does struggle defensively and without Isco and with you know, limited whatever limits we're getting out of Fekir, and just the two 19-year-olds on the wing that I really like, but they're just not quite there yet. Batiste has something cooking, and especially after dumping Borja Iglesias' contract, like they'll have some money after putting him out on loan. I don't know if they'll find a way to put it together this season, but I still do have the future on them to finish top six. So I want them to win here, but I'm going with the both teams to score over 2.5 because both of these defenses are very leaky. They allow a lot of goals. I hope Batiste is the one with 2 and Villarreal is the one with 1, but I'm not confident enough to take it at plus 110. So give me the both teams to score and over 2.5 at a plus number.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I mean, the Real Batiste at plus 110 money line really is one of those temptingness. If you was fishing, you'd see your float and it keeps jebbing and you don't know whether it's going to go under and it's going to be a full bite because it's one of those where you could get caught out. But yeah, I don't think there's clean sheets in this game because Villarreal are a decent side and they are sort of turning the corner. But Batiste at home, plus 110 is tempting, Klaus.
Yeah, and I'm kind of happy about that. I really am. And even though I like Granada, I like Alexander Medina, who's the coach of Granada, Facundo Felici, one of my favorite players. Actually, it was my first interview ever as a professional journalist. I have to say that's
professional.
My team. Professional. I think I am. I don't know if I am yet, but I think.
As long as you think you are, that's it. Don't let anyone take that away from you.
That's what counts. But listen, the reality is I'm happy that this team is back. There's confidence. You can tell there's a lot of confidence. And honestly, I hear you guys talking. There's trends, and when we talked about momentum, we talked about how hard it is to kind of maintain that stability throughout so many games. That's why the other day I was with a group of friends, and I said, in my opinion, it's harder to win the Premier League than to win the Champions League, and everybody laughed at me. In my opinion, I think winning the Premier League is harder because the only team you're probably going to have on your way in Champions League is Real Madrid, and that's it. Other than that, this team is back, and the reality about Batiste is that they're not so great at home in the last couple of games. We were one of the guys that came here before the Barcelona game, I remember. And before that Barcelona game, Batiste had only conceded, if I'm not mistaken, 4 goals during all season. They conceded 4 goals in that game against Barcelona. And if we start looking at their home games, yes, they lost in Conference League. They tied Getafe. They lost against Barcelona. They lost against Alaves. They drew against Girona. They drew against Real Sociedad. So the last 2 wins we see from Batiste here, they're out of home. 1 against Cadiz, 2-0, and then 1 against Mallorca. Why am I going there with this? Batiste is not solid at home anymore. They're not. That's the reality. At least in the last couple of weeks, they have not been solid at home. It's not that team that used to go out there and put up a good fight. Yeah, they did get a pretty good win, 3-1 against the Athletic Club Bilbao with a kind of a weird context, or a red card should have never been given. So I think Villarreal is going to get a couple of goals here. They're going to hit the back of the net. I don't know if they're going to win. Listen, if I would have had a great weekend like I was expecting to have last weekend, I would have came in here all cocky and all tough. I would have gone with the Villarreal money line. But just because of the fact that I didn't do so well last week like I thought I was going to do, I'm just going to keep it humble, and I'm going to go with both teams to score, which I think that's going to happen for sure. I don't know exactly the result, but I wouldn't be surprised, and I'll tell people out there, don't be surprised if Villarreal comes out of nowhere and takes the 3 points.
Yeah, and that was another one, because the Batiste price was so good that always, like, if you do it as long as we do, that pushes you to look somewhere else, as if to say, Villarreal double chance at minus 130 gives me 2 results that could happen. And one of them, the draw at plus 260, because the one you went to originally looks too good. It's too good. Yeah. I'm like, whoa, what's going on here? They're trying to suck me in. But no, I'd rather look around the shop and see if there's any other numbers. Let's have a little look at the official picks. Batiste versus Villarreal. Both sides are on the up and need a strong finish to the end of the season. Both teams scoring over 2.5. For both the lads at plus 100, which is far better than the over 2.75 or 2.5 total. So both teams scoring over 2.5 at plus 100 and leave the money lines and the double chances all well alone. Let's move on to our final game. Almeria versus Sevilla. Almeria, probably one of the worst sides in the form of points, at plus 223. So there's an alarm bell, because that should be plus 450. Against the Sevilla side at plus 135, that we're all 3 of us, I'm putting words in my guests and experts' mouth, that they're back. They are now back. Even in defeat, they've put up decent performances. And they're plus 135. The under-over is at 2.5, with the over being at minus 105. Almeria always find a way to score. But with Sevilla being back, I think there's probably only one number here, Klaus, that we can actually look at, and it's not the draw at plus 235.
Yeah, listen, here's the thing. I hopped off the Girona train to hop on the Sevilla train, at least for these next 2 weeks, just because I feel like they're back. We've been saying it, and they haven't been able to get super good results until this last couple of weeks. But even before, when they weren't getting the result, you could already see that there was a different look on the team. They had different spirit. They went out and played a different way that they were playing before. Same players. We talked about it as well. There wasn't any big, big, huge chance for us to talk about. But the fact that they were playing as a team, and you could see that there was that confidence, they gained it back. The one thing, and again, it's a no-brainer for all of us. I think all of us will go with Sevilla on this one. But here's the thing. If we start looking at the results, I hate El Maria at home when it comes to big teams, because they can put up a good fight. We saw them put him a good fight against Girona. We saw them putting a good fight against Sociedad. We saw them putting a good fight against teams that really, Atletico Madrid, you know, where sometimes you see them playing against bottom-of-the-table teams and they suck. But yet they go out there and they host Real Madrid or they host these big teams and they play completely different. The reality is I'm going with Sevilla, listen, plus 135. I don't know so much on the goals. Again, that's something I wanted to do. Just like the Bilbao game, I would have loved to combine here my money line and my over 1.5, but I'm not going to be greedy. I'm going to keep it simple. So I'm just going with a plus 135. I think this is a good opportunity for Sevilla to keep going, even though they have to walk in this building with a little bit of respect, just because Almeria in the last couple of games has taken points away from pretty tough rivals. So again, walk in there with confidence, keep doing what you're doing. And I think they shouldn't have a problem picking up the 3 points. I don't know if they're going to score 2 goals, but I'm confident that they should take the 3 points.
The one thing I can still, yeah, I mean, I totally agree. I didn't go that way myself, but I was in total agreement, and that's how I see the game going. You asked me, I think that Sevilla win this 2-1, 3-1, but over 2.5 goals is what, minus 105. That brings in Sevilla to win 3-0. Well, we know that Almeria score goals. We also know Almeria have such good energy in transition. And the one thing I can aim at Sevilla still is their legs are not the strongest, Oaks.
Yeah, and credit where credit's due. You guys both took Sevilla last week, and last week I was like, I think you're right. I'm not ready to call them back yet.
One more
After
week.
This weekend, they are back. And I got to tell you guys, or I'm going to toot my own horn here a little bit. It's because of Romero. This Romero kid is an absolute stud. Look how he's been playing. And, you know, one of the difficult things for us to do doing a show on Thursday about games that are happening Sunday and Monday is it's really hard for us to kind of confidently give you player props that far in advance because you don't know what the lineup's going to look like. And a lot of those player props are lineup dependent. For me, I'm comfortable telling you guys, if you see Romero in the lineup, it really doesn't matter who else is around him. Just keep betting him to score because this kid is hungry. He wants to prove that he has earned his spot and deserves to stay up here on the first team when it comes to next season, because he should. They should, you know, Sevilla, that they're going to need to do a lot of restructuring like they did this offseason. They won Europa League. They sold off some players. They filled their coffers with some money. They're not having the best season, but they are going to avoid relegation. Now it's time to wait for the summer transfer window to open up, restock your cabinets with some depth, and then you'll play a much better brand and be competitive for European football again next year, which is kind of just the sick circular nation way that goes in La Liga for everybody except for the top three teams that have done it for so long because they win Copa del Rey, they win UCL, they win a lot of other things that give them prize money. Anyway, I'll stop rambling. It's Sevilla. They're back. And I double dipped. They're scoring 2 goals here.
2 goals is plus 127. Don't mind that because I've gone with over 2.5 myself. Just a bit of a safety valve, even though I don't believe Almeria are going to win it 2-1. But I'm just obviously in a position where minus 105 is close enough to plus 100. You said you double dipped, Oaks. Let's have a little look at the official picks. Almeria, Sevilla. I'm all with the visitors here. We've got Sevilla plus 135. times 2. Over 2.5 goals at minus 105. And the double dip is Sevilla team total over 1.5 at plus 127. Sevilla made us 4.8 units of profit last week on their own. They could do exactly the same again. Okay, it's time now for a Q&A. If you've got anything you want to ask us, then please, now's the time to type while I ask you to subscribe and ring the bell, which means we'll notify you and you'll never miss any content again. If you like your odds, your props, your offers and your bonuses, please type in betustv.com/odds. Now, a little bit away from soccer, a little bit of kudos, a little bit of a team play. This tomorrow is the MLB Future Show. Cannot wait. Your favourite host, other than myself, would probably be Kyle. And he's got two absolute stars with him. Corby, everyone's favourite little brother. And a new boy, a new kid on the block in Kenny. So we'll get yourselves in the chat. Make sure you wish Kenny all the best. It's MLB Futures Show tomorrow with Corby and with Kyle. What's he going to be talking about? I mean, minus 300. It's not what you think. Okay. Okay, now's the time for any questions. Any questions? There's never any questions. Producer, there's never any questions. That's a cue to put the best bets up, you know. Okay, I'm a hard man. Klaus Alaves has gone. Alaves moneyline at plus 115. Athletic Club moneyline at plus 101. Betis Villarreal, both teams to score an over 2.5 at plus 100. Sevilla moneyline at plus 135. Girona back to winning ways and they win by more than 2. Minus 1 at plus 102. Athletic Club and under 4.5 at plus 110 for the 9 cents of greed. Almeria Sevilla over 2.5 at minus 105. And Oaks has followed me in with Girona minus 1 at plus 102. Athletic Club, moneyline, plus 101, not complicating it. Betis, Villarreal, both teams to score and over 2.5, again at plus 100. Sevilla, moneyline, at plus 134. And Sevilla, team total, over 1.5 at plus 127. Please make sure that you share this video. Thumbs up on the way out. And Klaus, have a great weekend. Hopefully...
We'll stay communicated on the chat. And I'll make sure to annoy you at 4 or 5 in the morning. I'll make sure to be annoying you very early.
I love it. You like text me at 5 o'clock in the morning and I'm like back with you within like 30 seconds. And I'm like, Oaks, are you sleeping? Because we're up and we're watching these games. And then he comes in with a
way. He probably records them. He probably watches them later on.
Come on. You guys know I'm not sleeping. I'm doing several other shows. Not that this one's still always going to be my top priority, but yeah, I mean,
of course it is.
I'm covering college basketball all weekend as well. I'm up from 5 a.m. until watching till 1 a.m. And then I sleep on Mondays. That's my big sleep-in day.
See, that's what lets you down. There's no sleep, Oaks. It's 24, it's 25-8. That's it. There's no 24/7 in our world. Anyway, from all three of us, let's have a great weekend. We're flying. We're going to make sure we make plenty of money this weekend. So please enjoy. From everyone at BetUS, you take care.